the 2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League annual meeting and expo in Austin, Texas, where it's thunderstorming outside for those of you who are weather fanatics and not. But we're glad we're inside here because I'm with Mr. Mark Lynch from CU Difference. How are you, sir?
I am very well, thank you.
Good.
I'm very well.
It's been about, we were just talking before the recording, it's been about a year since we saw you. So at the Minnesota, what was it, Minnesota Credit Union Network's
annual meeting.
Annual meeting, that's right.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Where there was snow on the ground this time of the year. So,
yep.
Oh gosh. How you guys tolerate that stuff, I'll never know. But
I don't know either. I don't know. I guess summer makes up for it.
Summer is beautiful up in those neck of the woods, for sure. All right. Hey, you have a topic that you're discussing today called 65% of CEOs are retiring in the credit union industry, correct?
That's right.
And the board's role in succession planning.
Yes.
So give us a quick overview on what you're going to be talking about. Obviously, this topic, which is huge in our industry right now. So what's the overview that we're going to get, and then I'll ask you a couple of takeaways.
So the overview is, with so many CEOs retiring, the big question is, are boards ready? Because one of the key roles of a board in board governance is hiring and working with a CEO.
Right.
And it does require a level of skill to be able to identify a new CEO, select that CEO.
Mm-hmm.
It requires some work on both sides to build and work on that relationship. Mm-hmm. And so this presentation is hopefully going to give board members in particular some ideas as to how they can be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So what does a good succession plan look like? How do they prepare themselves?
Mm-hmm.
How do they how would they be ready? What are all the things they should be thinking of, and then how to implement it when the time comes?
Do you have a couple of nuggets that you can, I don't want to steal all your thunder, but do you have a couple of nuggets that you want to share? A couple of ideas that you want to share?
Yeah, I think one of the things that many boards aren't aware of until it comes along is that mergers are fast becoming one of the succession options mm-hmm. that boards are looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I talk about is, you know, how to do that right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're doing a merger just because mm-hmm. of CEO succession, is that in the best interest of members or is it just in the best interest of the board?
Yeah.
So that's certainly something that I'll be talking about.
Okay.
I think the other big thing is just having boards know that it's really good to have a policy in place. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most boards tend to be reactive,
mm-hmm.
and it's we'll wait till it happens and then we'll worry
about it. Yeah, that's dangerous. That's dangerous to do.
You know, have a plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another really important thing I think is have a plan for an interim CEO,
mm-hmm.
so that you know even with the best policy and the best plans, it still might take time to hire a new CEO.
Or things happen. Sometimes there's sudden things that happen, and you're left unprepared. That's a scary situation to be in. So an interim plan would be a great plan as well.
Yeah. So they're the key things I think.
Okay.
I talk about, and then lots of little tips and hints and ideas for board members.
But it's a two-way street too, don't you think, with the CEO as well, that he or she should let the board know, hey, you know what, I'm thinking 5 years from now, I've got a five-year timetable, something like that. So there's a conversation, at least there's a conversation being started, so they can start the ball rolling in the planning stages.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the plan that all CEOs should have is to give the board as much notice as possible.
Sure.
But at the same time, that's taken out of their hands sometimes.
Right.
And,
I got you.
They get hit by the proverbial bus, or you know, anything can happen that can short circuit their plans as well.
And we've talked a lot about the war for talent. Even I've been hearing it at this conference already, but at almost every conference go to these days, you hear about this dearth of talent out there, unfortunately, because of, well, the good news is that our employment is, or unemployment is at all-time lows, but the bad news, that's bad news for companies, unfortunately, because then to find this top talent's hard. So credit unions are kind of in a pickle when it comes to this, because they gotta start looking early to find that top talent.
Yeah, and I think another role that a good CEO plays is to try and identify talent from within and coach talent from within.
Yep.
You know, sometimes when credit unions hire a new CEO from outside, even a really good CEO, if there is expectations within the management team that they will have a shot at the job, it can cause damage to morale, and that can cause mm-hmm. problems for the new CEO.
Yeah.
So, you know, a CEO that you know has a plan that says it's up to the board, but I want to have someone ready to step
sure.
in
yeah.
if
they
I ever
day-to-day
left,
stuff,
so that
yeah.
they've got someone.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the board more options.
Mm-hmm.
So a CEO can play a huge role.
Should the boards be kind of tapped into like recruiting firms and things like that as well, or what's that dynamic? What's that relationship like? Or
you know,
is that their responsibility?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And one of the key things that should be in a policy and a plan is: are we going to use outside professional expertise,
mm-hmm.
or are we going to do it ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if they are going to go and hire someone to do it, then what's their plan to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Identify budget for it. Or if they're going to do it from within, how are they going to get themselves the skills to be able to do what they
mm-hmm.
need to do?
Mm-hmm. Again, that's where the current CEO comes in.
Yeah.
Gosh, this number still blows me away. 65% of CEOs retiring.
Yeah.
Is that number ever going to taper off? I would assume maybe 5 years from now it'll taper off, or
you know,
or is it going to be like that for?
I guess that depends on who the new boards hire.
Very true.
And if
Very
they
true.
Hire CEOs that can stay with it long term, that will go down.
Yeah. I think that would be part of the plan. You want to have a long term commitment, you would think.
Yeah.
Unless it's the interim scenario that you're talking about.
Yeah, and again, it's part of the plan.
Yeah.
I have seen organizations and some credit unions that say, you know, we like to have a CEO stay for a certain time,
mm-hmm.
but they can be too long as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is true. Any other angles we want to discuss for this presentation? Any other things you want to divulge? Again, I don't want to steal your thunder. just little teasers here and there to get people interested.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I think we've hit the highlights.
And obviously, you can go to, and I'm assuming the website seeyoudifferent.com.org.
Yes.
Okay, .com.
Yep.
So you can go there and probably find a bunch more information as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, part of what I do is around board governance and all aspects of board governance. But I think this is the hottest board governance topic
at
the moment.
No doubt.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's white hot right now. So
yep.
I think your timing is very good, Mark. So appreciate the time.
Well
done, sir.
Thank
good
you.
Job. Good luck today.
Thank
and
you.
I think you're going to have no shortage of questions and answers and questions. Q&A
That's
probably
right.
today as well.
I'm sure
All right. Thanks again. Mark Lynch, everybody. CU Difference. Go check him out.